Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Who's going to end up in Flo Rida? Maybe Deshaun Watson. Certainly not Russell Wilson. We would think, right? But you never know with Russ. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, all of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. It is March 11th, the day that'll live in sports infamy. Last March 11th, of course. And so much has changed here in the last year. But then again, a lot has not changed. But the one thing that is always changing is quarterbacks in the NFL. And we're going to run through what's going on in Seattle. There's a very interesting situation happening with the Washington football team. A lot of cathartic, honest conversation yesterday, including what happened with them a year ago. We'll also get into the Chicago Bears here all in the next 20 minutes. So I hope you can hang with us here for this segment. We'll get to all those three teams and all of those needs. But first, let's get to the phone lines. We got a lot of people that have been waiting a long time to talk, including Eddie in New York. Eddie, you're on ESPN Radio. You want to go off the board and talk about a quarterback I haven't mentioned just yet.
Right. Thanks for taking my call. Key, I got two quick questions for you.
All right.
You know, I'm a big Parcells fan from back in the heyday. One difference between Parcells and Gruden.
One difference?
Uh-oh.
I like one and I don't like the other.
Twice as many chips would also fit, I believe, in that.
No.
I'm kidding.
All jokes are half the truth.
No, I'm kidding. Difference, I would think that one guy tells you from a coaching standpoint what he really expects from you, so you really get the message clear. My playing days under John Gruden, you don't really necessarily understand where he's coming from. And I think Parcells was a no-nonsense, clear-cut guy, and that's what a lot of athletes, you know, that's what we like. We like for somebody to just tell us straight up what it is and not like some playing games, not telling you what it is and just automatically assume you know.
Steven in Texas, you're on ESPN Radio. Mm. Your QB question is about?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm sitting here working out in the room. Let me get my phone back on, man.
You got it.
So, Matt Rhule. Hey, Matt. Yeah, I had it in my pocket. Hey, Matt Rhule wants to draft the quarterback. I'm sorry, I've been working out in the gym, dude. And Mac Jones is.
Have you been working out in the
board
gym?
Maybe at eight. Yeah, man.
You've been pumping the weight hard.
I'm getting my weight up, man.
What kind of workout are we doing? We're doing push-ups. We're doing what are we lifting? What kind of weight are we throwing around here?
Curls. Curls, man.
Curls for the girls. Okay, guys.
Got to get that weight in, man. Hey, so Matt Rhule. Said he wants to get a quarterback, man. And I'm thinking Matt Jones, man, because, you know, out there in Alabama, dude, he had all them wide receivers. You can go out to Carolina and you got all them deep wide receivers out there. And then I also was thinking about, man, or will they start a trade buzz with Russell Wilson going to Carolina? Because they need another quarterback, man. They already made their point clear.
I see the first option being more reasonable than the latter. I don't see Russell Wilson going to Carolina. I see them drafting a quarterback, having Ted Bridgewater, letting him see what he can do for another year.
You know, if they want to move on from quarterback and Seattle is interested, I mean, I don't know that Russell Wilson would want to go play in Carolina, but as I've been thinking about Russell Wilson, you know what I'm thinking? And Evan asked us this the other day about another team or two.
Okay.
The Jets.
Now that Dallas is kind of out.
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Flo Rida. Okay.
Right? If you are not going to get Deshaun Watson and you feel you're close and the quarterback is an issue and a hiccup, Russell Wilson's got 8 years of good football left in him. Maybe that's a conversation.
Yeah, I can see that.
They're certainly moving in the right direction.
I can
see
that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's a conversation.
We'll
see. You got Tua in the draft picks.
That's absolutely right.
You got Tua, you got draft pick.
Yeah.
Miami, if Houston is hell-bent on not letting him go.
Yeah, and he got the third pick, right? The first pick's the first pick. As you said, the draft starts at two, but, I mean, right there, tremendous capital.
Three is huge.
Tremendous capital.
Yeah.
Because basically you can say, other than Trevor Lawrence, for the most part, you might be able to get
– sure he did.
You can probably get who you want.
Yes.
You can probably get.
Russell would love to be Mr. Miami, too. That would just be interesting. That's why like, whole lifestyle in Sierra.
That's kind of why I've thought about Miami. I'm like, if us three on here, we all know a lot of football. We're very football savvy and smart.
Did that sound genuine? That didn't really sound
genuine. I believed it.
If you,
I believed it.
I sold it to you. Don't believe it. If you think Deshaun Watson is here, where's Russell Wilson in comparison to Deshaun Watson? If you understand what I'm saying? Because to me, it's
he's right there.
Age,
he's right there.
Age, I'm not
he's
even.
Right there.
I'm gonna leave the age out of it.
He's
I'm
right
just
there.
Talking about the quarterback. If we say Deshaun is here, where you think Russell's down here? Not
no,
a chance.
No.
Russell's
plane.
Either there
yeah.
or there. So if you're making a play for Deshaun, might be smart to make a play for Russell.
Last moment here on Seattle, and then we're going to get to the Washington football team in Chicago. Both of those teams obviously are likely in the mix for quarterbacks as well. And wait till you hear what Ron Rivera said about his quarterback that went 5-1 a year ago. That's coming up in just a minute. Final word on the Seahawks. The biggest question of all, right? If Russ isn't on the trade block, if the trade teams came from his camp, but the organization is saying they're not going to trade him, if that's their quote-unquote possible, likely stance, why won't they just come out and say it? I mean, how hard is that? We want to keep one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Earlier this morning, Diana Russini, NFL Insider, joined us with her take.
I don't understand why Russell hasn't come out to say, I want to be here. I don't understand why the Seattle Seahawks haven't come out to say he is our guy, right? Because we've seen around the league, we saw Dave Gettleman the other day talk about Daniel Jones, he's our quarterback. We saw Mike Mayock with Derek Carr, he's our guy. Everyone is clearing the air for the teams that are sticking with their guy are making it known. And I've spoken to players that say, why does Russell need to come out and say, I'm a Seattle Seahawk? I think it's been proven I want to be, a, you know, he wants to be a Seattle Seahawk. But I don't look at it that way. They could put this all to bed with one tweet, one report, one statement that says Russell is our guy.
Yes, Gettleman's about to let the computer guys in, by the way. We got some computer guys. I've had a couple of computer guys that are going to be coming in right now.
That's what I said yesterday. I said all the Seattle has to do is say he's our guy. Or, hey, you know, we had an oversight with the letter that went out to our season ticket holders. If you don't do that, you're saying the door is open.
Yeah, you're leaving the door wide open because you're not putting it to rest, right? You're not saying he's our guy. We would never think about trading Russ. You're not saying anything like that. What you're basically doing is leaving it open so people can speculate on what the situation is. Mm-hmm. Diana mentioned Mayock talking about Derek Carr. You think about what happened with Jared Goff and Les Snead. Les Snead basically said, he's our quarterback today. What's today's date? Right now.
He did say
but
that.
But tomorrow, he ain't going to be our quarterback.
Which he wasn't.
So you start to look at that, and you're like, okay. Same thing with John Lynch, my former teammate, general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. Kind of gave a half-hearted endorsement to Jimmy Garoppolo, but at the same time, everybody knows that if there's something better, we're going to take it.
No question about it. So here's the deal. Russell Wilson, I mean, let's be honest, likely going to stay with the Seahawks. Although I just never want to say never, but likely will stay with the Seahawks. That means the Bears won't be able to get their hands on him. So now the question is, could the Bears be moving in a different direction? Could this team be moving in a different direction? In fact, could the Bears be grabbing somebody that this team just had? This team is the Washington football team. Ron Rivera came out yesterday. Jay, this is something that I know is near and dear to your heart. Alex Smith was great. He was 5-1 down the stretch, was injured, wasn't able to play in the playoff game. He was the NFL's comeback player of the year. But Ron had a really honest moment with Alex and said, speaking of the comeback player of the year, man, I just can't let you come back because of this. Listen to the honesty here.
I told him. I said, Alex, I'll be honest, I was scared to death. I had no idea. I didn't know what to expect. It was always in the back of my head. You know, what if he gets hurt again? What if he hurts that leg, that specific leg again? You know, I'm going to be the guy that put him back on the field to let him get hurt again. So I told him. I said, I fought with that, struggled with that every day. Every day. That was tough. Knowing Alex from just this year, you know, he'll get an opportunity to play again. He really will, I think. And he'll do a great job of that.
So here's what really worries me about this situation, because I want to see Alex Smith you know, in the American dream, come back and play as much as possible. But one of the first things I said, Zubin, when he was coming back is that, you know, I saw him walk with a hitch, right? His gait wasn't the same with that leg that he injured. And the only reason I recognize that is because I had the same damn hitch. You know, when I dislocated my knee, I tore my peroneal nerve. And that nerve allows you to pull your foot up and down by utilizing your big toe. So with my left foot, I can't move my left foot up and down. I can't move it. So I have to wear an AFO. It's called an ankle-foot orthosis, right? Which is a contraption. It's a metal plate that goes into your shoe, under your foot, and it comes up and wraps around the back of your ankle. You tie it over your shin. Mm-hmm. And what it does is as you walk typically heel to toe. As you push off on your toe, right, and to get your foot back into a normal gait, it picks up your toe for you. So it picks up your foot so you can clear that gait to go heel toe again. So he's wearing that. I've had to wear that for 18 years. It's one thing when you're running, right, because you're not thinking, Key, you haven't thought about picking your toe up when you walk for since you've been a little boy, right? But when you're reliant upon a contraption to do that, you can't run at that same speed all the time. And it also, it locks your knee in. So if you get hit the wrong way, I'm with Ron Rivera in every aspect of what he said. Like, it's a higher probability because you can't be as reactive because your body can't react. You're relying upon a contraption to be reactive for you to do that at that rate. When you got a guy who's 6'5", 350 pounds coming at you, you get hit the wrong way. Like, it could be over that quick. So I always worry about Alex Smith moving forward. If he wants to play, I wish him the damn best of luck to play. I would love to see him maybe be a backup quarterback down, maybe in Jacksonville, work with a guy like Trevor Lawrence, transition that into a coach. But every time he steps on the field, I'm worried like hell for him and the safety because I think it's much more important for Alex Smith to think about running with his kids more so than running on a football field. But once again, this is Alex Smith's life, and he has to do what he wants to do. It just makes me worried, Key.
Yeah, I could see where Ron Rivera would be worried about a situation because you didn't know what would happen. Like, now that he's played and you kind of could see him playing and playing well enough to take his team to 5-1 and he's been hit and thrown on the ground and knocked out of bounds and slammed by 300-pounders, I think the next team will have more confidence in Alex Smith's health that he can stay healthy.
You think so?
And not worry about it. I mean –
because my thing is, if Ron Rivera, why can't Ron Rivera be as confident in him if he's seen him do it? You know what I mean?
I don't think that that's the reason they let him go. I think the reason they let him go is because they think they can get better at the position plus the salary cap money.
Okay.
So I'm sure whoever signs him, whether it is Jacksonville and his old coach from Utah and Urban Meyer in the back of his mind will still be, you know, every time something happens, he'll cringe. But I think he's out of the weeds. Just based on what we saw and how he played.
I don't think so, man. His play was tremendous, and this was a great story. That medical history will follow you, and there will be a lot of people that will be looking at it and saying, okay, he played well. He also had an injury on the other leg towards the end of the season that kept him out. Is this sustainable? That's a big question. Is it sustainable?
This isn't a blood is thicker than water argument because Urban Meyer and Alex Smith are not family, but there is something to say. As Keith said, the connection goes back. They had tremendous success in college together at the University of Utah. Maybe Smith would be more comfortable, cathartic, honest with somebody like Urban Meyer, as opposed to somebody who he publicly trashed and said, this organization didn't even want me back.
Well, I don't know. See, now, okay. Now that I heard Ron Rivera's, I don't want to call it a rebuttal, but I heard Ron Rivera speak. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he trashed the organization.
I'm just saying Alex saying.
No, I'm talking about Alex. Yeah, I don't think Alex trashed what Alex did because Alex came out first, then Ron comes out. I think what Alex was doing was speaking to how they felt about him getting back on the field. I think that is what he was speaking to.
Right, but they didn't want me there. They didn't want me to succeed.
Well,
screwing up their plans. That seems a little
I don't take it that way, Zubin.
That's all he said.
But I don't take it that way. You can say it that way, and it sounds that way, but I don't think Alex Smith was saying, I screwed up their plans. They didn't want me. What he's saying is, I screwed up their quarterback plans because I was better than the other guy. They didn't give me the opportunity because they was afraid of my leg. I think that's what he was saying. Based on listening to Ron Rivera.
Could be. He also said that when he was in this office, he was like invisible. I mean, there's but, like not treating.
Well, they're gonna treat you that way anyway, though. That's how they treat you.
From somebody who's been in that position before to a degree, not obviously having that success that he had, but there is a chip on your shoulder because you do feel like people are just overlooking you because of your history,
yeah,
right, or being injured, right?
So absolutely,
there is a chip there. That's what got Alex Smith to be on the field and be as competitive as he was.
You can't blame the Washington football team and Ron Rivera for not believing in someone with that catastrophic injury being able to make a comeback. You can't possibly think that they're like, oh, well, he'll never. Yes, that is what they thought in their mind. And then once he started throwing and running around, they're like, well, wait a minute. He actually can play. But if you're talking about prior to training camp and all of those things and Ron taking a job, anybody based on looking at that would say, no, he'll never play again.
And Key, that's the business, though. Like, that's what I try to tell people. Like, I was in my hospital bed watching the Bulls draft Kirk Heinrich, right? Like, the business is next man up to a degree. Yeah. There's somebody who's healthy who can do it potentially better after you suffered that. I have to make the best business decision for my franchise moving forward.
Coaches always, mm-hmm, right? When you get hurt, it's like you ain't never been here. Just what they did. That's who coaches are. They might walk past you every now and then. How you feeling?
You good?
But that's pretty much it. They not, you know what I'm saying? That hanging out and sitting down, having lunch with you. They don't have time for that until you're ready to help me, because you can't help the club in the tub.
As they say, the best durability is availability. No more cliches coming. Okay, so from next man up to next topic up. This is interesting here. What team absolutely cannot go into 2021 with their 2020 quarterback? You guys have both given me a team. I'm going to hurl them out to each of you and give me a rationale. Let's just say this again. What team in the NFL absolutely cannot go into this fall with their guy from last fall? And Jay, you have said the Bears.
I mean, it's obvious.
The Bears.
We've been talking about them since the season ended, right? Mitchell Trubisky, free agent. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think he's the answer, because I don't think Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace are going to entrust their job on the last year in the job in his hands. I think they're going to try to find somebody else that is more dynamic. We've thrown around names like Sam Darnold potentially. We've thrown around names like Cam Newton potentially. Like, and I know this is fluid, Key. I just don't think it's going to be in the hands of Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles for this upcoming year.
And you're going with the 49ers.
Because I think if everybody's healthy and back, they got a shot at making some noise in the NFC. They were close last year, banged up. I mean, he basically won as many games. What did he get, six out of them?
Yeah, C.J. Beathard, yeah. Nick Mullins. They actually weren't that bad.
No, they were not bad. That's what I'm saying. So he actually got something out of a team. Clearly, if they have to go into the season with Jimmy Garoppolo, they will. But they don't want to. They just don't know what's out there that's better. Two potential prize could be Houston for Deshaun Watson, and I'm always going to connect Matt Ryan to Kyle Shanahan. If they somehow could convince Atlanta to take that salary cap hit and ship him to San Francisco, that's a plus and a win for Frisco.
Let's say Jimmy G goes back to New England, just to spin it there for a second. They want to upgrade. They get Deshaun. They get Matt Ryan. Or there's a hole, right? They get one of those guys by shipping Jimmy G back. Is it him not flourishing under Shanahan? Is it him just being hurt? Is it damaged goods? Is he just underwhelming? If he goes back to the one guy that's
just
embraced
in the Super Bowl,
him.
Zubin.
No, but
he was just in the Super Bowl.
Did
you
he
know?
Just not say we're not going to have Jimmy Garoppolo back in 2021?
I think it's because of the injuries. I mean, you don't know he's going to be on the field or not.
How many
I
times did he throw in the NFC title game?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's his play as well as his injury, Zubin, because in the NFC title game, he threw the ball four times, I think.
So if he is reunited with the one coach that has embraced him with the way, let's say, that Kyle Shanahan and Lynch have not, through Jay's point, through some of his own doing of being injured, what is the ceiling for him there? Is it a scenery thing, or is it a Jimmy thing?
I think it's a little bit of both. As Jay would say, you can't with the word you use.
Both things can be
true. Yeah, both things can be true at the same time. That's one of his go-tos. For all that Jimmy G was in Boston, in New England, was he really like that, though?
I don't know. I'm asking, yeah.
Bill Belichick made it sound that way.
I think he was serviceable. I watched four games that he played in. Serviceable. He didn't strike me as, oh my God, never, don't do this. He was serviceable. He was a nice quarterback.
But Key, you had the greatest coach in the game, really extremely bullish about him.
I mean, he's selling him, man.
I hear you. He's but selling, I mean, even though. With – I mean, that was a really big thing that's when they let him
that's
go.
That's one thing Bill does a very good job of is when he's moving players, he wants to make sure that he's selling that player that he's moving.
But to Jay's point, Bill hung on to him.
They drafted him.
He can do it anything he wants. But until Robert Kraft said, okay,
well, I don't.
It's time to make a move.
I understand people came out with that report and said that he told Bill. I can't see where Robert Kraft is telling Bill Belichick to keep this quarterback, move the other dude. Because Mr. Kraft does not get involved in football-making decisions. That I do know. He does not get involved in football making decisions.
Extract that out. Why would he hang with Jimmy? Why would the best coach of all time hang with a quarterback he didn't think was good?
You drafted him 4 years. Then you get him. You draft him for 4 years. Then you move him for an asset because the guy in front of him had years left on him. And so at this point in time, you're not going to keep both of them under a frame. You're not going to pay a backup quarterback at the time $27 million.
He could have been flipped 2 years before he got
flipped. Yeah, but what else is better as a backup, though? Mm. You got him good as a backup. When Jimmy Garoppolo left, did they miss a beat with Jacoby Brissett? No, they didn't miss a beat.
He got hurt. They all got hurt.
That's just what I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't like he set the world on fire in New England. I understand familiarity. I understand the comfort level. They don't have to reteach and all over again with some new guy. But it's not like we saw the second coming of Tom Brady in year six of his career.
No, no.
So I want to slow slow it down a little bit. I think he will be a good situation. And I understand how we do in sports with certain guys. When we connect the dots, we fall in love with them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't think it's like people trying to make it out to be.
Indeed. Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We've been spending a lot of our time this morning talking about the Pacific Northwest, specifically their pro football team. But guess what? The NHL is heading back, or heading to, I should say, the Pacific Northwest. Heading back? Maybe the NBA to the Emerald City. And who might be bringing them there? Key on the forecheck. No icing. We're going to call icing off. Raise the hand. No icing. We'll get there and talk about who could bring Seattle back to the NBA. It's a name you're not thinking of, but definitely a name I know you know. That's next.
This Morning with Greeny, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, on the one-year anniversary of the day sports stopped.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
Adam Silver with Greeny, this morning at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thank you, Keith. Good morning. I'm Zubin Mehenti here with your SportsCenter update. The long and short of it, Jeff Long is out as the athletic director at Kansas. It's been a tumultuous reign for Jeff Long, that's for sure. But really, I think what got him out was the hiring of Les Miles without doing the due diligence. He is their football coach. Les Miles was. He's out. Long is out. You might recall Miles involved in some inappropriate behavior that was publicly disclosed not too long ago while he was at LSU. This did not happen at Kansas, but the Jayhawks didn't properly vet him, although Long said they did the best that they could. Long is now out from college, to the NBA. The Spurs and LaMarcus Aldridge, it never seemed to work. Jay and I were talking about it during the break. They had huge expectations for him, the next great big man under Greg Popovich. But it just never materialized, and seemingly the relationship got worse and worse as time went on. Spurs are thinking they can find a deal for him, according to Woj. The NBA trade deadline is March 25th. And Black History always. Today we're going to honor an NHL grade. We're going to get into the NHL here in just a second. Today we honor Willie O'Ree. Debuted for the Bruins 63 years ago. He was the NHL's first African-American player. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame under what they call the Builder category back 3 years ago. Guys that helped build the foundation and helped contribute to the game of hockey. An honor that many people thought was long overdue. For Willie O'Ree, SportsCenter presented by Indeed, it's an instant gratification world. That's why Indeed is instant match. It searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver you people who fit your job description right away. To learn more about all of Indeed's great hiring tools, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome for the first of ESPN's coverage of National Hockey League action. Delighted to have you with us for yet another one of those big moments in sports. For a hockey fan, it doesn't get any better than this. Nice one moving. Blue line chance. Score!
You know, I'm not Mark Messier, but I can certainly guarantee that the NHL is returning to ESPN, that famous guarantee by the captain. And it's back, ABC, ESPN, ESPN+, including the return of the Stanley Cup Final to ABC and ESPN, 75 exclusive games that you could only get on ESPN+. Keys getting ready just in case he needs to be a third liner with his Los Angeles Kings flying over the boards to come in to give us a shift. Can you give me one shift, Key?
I would be cold-blooded as a center.
Can you skate?
Yeah, I can skate.
Okay, there you go.
You showed me a video of him skating the other day.
Yeah, I can skate.
It was fluid.
You're
halfway there.
I'm athletic.
I'm athletic.
Yeah.
So it's back.
Sneaky athletic.
That's the reverse for hockey. Yeah, you're sneaky athletic.
Very crafty.
Yeah.
Key on skates is crafty. He's going to be the first one in the rink, the last one out of the rink. I mean,
I don't have a face for hockey, though. That's the problem.
What?
You got all your teeth, right? They look
good.
Yeah,
the face, though. I don't want to. No, I need these. I need this, man. I can't. Them dudes be out there getting beat up and all sorts of stuff.
Toughest dudes in sports, man.
No, it is.
It's different, man.
It's not the running into the glass and all that sort of stuff. It's the fighting. It's like
the checking.
It's like the mixed martial arts along with skating on ice, right, and a little bit of football, soccer, all kind of combined into one.
I saw how do you say it? Little League, but for hockey?
Yeah.
Is it Little League?
Like junior hockey.
Junior hockey. Stuff. So I was watching a video the other day. Literally, it was Junior League. And these two little 13-year-olds, a fight started to break out. And everybody just watched them fight. And I'm like, they're 13. They out there just going at it. And everybody's just watching. I'm like, this is hockey.
Yes, you learned it at a young age, for sure.
Yeah, indeed. Over the last few years, they've tried to legislate fighting out of hockey, which I actually think is a big mistake, but that they want to make the game a little bit more clean. So it's back.
Yeah, man, I've seen people hit their head on the ice. So, yeah,
there's been some incidents. The NHL is back again. ABC, ESPN for the Stanley Cup Finals, four times in this deal with the National Hockey League. In addition to, as I mentioned, so much content on ESPN Plus. If you've been thinking about getting ESPN Plus, this is the reason to get it. If you're a hockey fan, you cannot watch hockey's biggest games without ESPN Plus and watching ESPN. Great
Rangers
to be
Bruins tonight. I know Evan, our producer, is excited for that one. Devils Islanders.
A little Original Six, Rangers Bruins.
Yeah. The Breadman is back. Artemi Panarin returns tonight for the Rangers against the Bruins. Big game. Big game.
Key had, I believe, 23 Artemi Panarins back in the day, if I'm not mistaken. Last night, SportsCenter, Scott Van Pelt talking to the man that brought the NHL back to ESPN, the man that's been the NHL commissioner for more than 25 years.
The commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, joins us on a massive day for our company, and we certainly hope for the league as well, as we announce a new deal starting next fall. And Gary, this had been talked about for a while. We've been hoping, and now it's here. How do we get to this place?
I think Jimmy Pitaro showed great energy and vision, and we decided that for a whole host of reasons. We're back on Friday, and now the Dak Prescott has a record-breaking deal.
The expectations are sky high. We'll ask our Hall of Famer, Moose Johnston, if it's time for the Super Bowl, or is it a bust for the Cowboys? Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, Friday morning on ESPN Radio.
The boys are so excited about this.
It's Friday morning, and tonight, the champs are back on the court at the Staples. Finally.
Around the locker rooms and the organizations in the NHL that this marriage will be renewed?
We know what ESPN is capable of. We took a little detour from each other for a while. Both did okay during that
We're back on Friday. And now that Dak Prescott has a record-breaking deal, the expectations are sky high. We'll ask our Hall of Famer, Moose Johnston, if it's Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin, Friday morning on ESPN Radio. It's Friday morning. Woo! And tonight, the champs are back on the court at Staples. Finally, Sweet Tea is all over it.
And now we're going to get
What up, Travis?
And that's going to be great to continue to grow.
Lakers begin the second half of the season tonight against the Pacers. Plus,
I grew up, I'm a
Big
basketball
Blue,
guy. I
the
can't
Dodgers,
skate, but
and Travis Food
my
Talk,
show, Gary, knows
Sweet
every
tea.
Spring I say the same thing.
Right
the
now.
Stanley Cup tournament is the greatest tournament in all of sports. I truly believe that. And as we look ahead to having it again in the spring, no shock there. But as we think about this spring and we're seeing things lifting, there's optimism around the country. How optimistic ought we be that maybe there could be more people in buildings around the country and in Canada as well?
We're very optimistic that things are improving. 11 of our teams, I believe, currently can now have some fans in the building. Right now, I think we're down to 3 players who've tested positive for COVID or were isolated under the protocol. And we're being flexible. We're being agile. We're doing everything possible to get through the season and get to the playoffs. But one of the things that's crystal clear is I know our players miss the fans and the energy in our building, and our game misses that energy as well. So we're hoping to get our fans back in the building as soon as possible.
Well, as we reach a year anniversary of the day that sports stopped, what a treat it is to be able to celebrate looking forward together at 7 years and hopefully many more as ESPN and the NHL together again. Gary Bettman, Commissioner of the League, thanks for your time and for the trust in us. We hope we can be great partners for you.
I know you will be, Scott. Great to be with you, and I hope to see you in person at a playoff game.
Right down the road. Rock the red. Let's go. I'll see you here. Thanks, Gary.
Right down the road, Scott's program taped now in his home area of Washington, D.C., and of course, Rock the Red is what all Capitals fans say on the way to that first elusive Stanley Cup title they won a couple seasons back. Guys, they say hockey is for everyone. Everybody's got the tagline, right? The NBA, where amazing happens. Hockey likes to say, because mostly it's because of the diversity and inclusion and getting more people involved in hockey and watching it. Hockey is for everyone, and now everyone can get it on ESPN+. The cool thing I would say about working here is that how many fans or friends do you know that are sports fans, right? And this is why, and I understand we have thousands of colleagues, but this is what makes it extra special. Linda Cohn is one of these people. She's going to join us tomorrow on the show. Think about your circle of friends, in a wide, casual, avid, that follow sports, and how many of them, I'm not saying the answer is zero, how many of them is hockey number one? Like, that's my favorite sport. Here, all over the place. I can tell you so many people I've worked with where hockey is number one for them. So for us, it's Scott said it's self-serving, but for us, it's great to have it back because if you love it, you'll love working those long hours. Mm-hmm. You'll love those travel, those hotels, because you love the sport. It's not something I think it's number one for everybody, but it's number one for a lot of people here.
No, it is. And it's number one for a lot of people that like hockey, just like basketball is number one and football is number one for those that love it. And we follow it like that. So I could see where Linda Cohn, which I know loves hockey.
I will tell you, over the last 5 or 6 years, because I haven't, watching hockey here and there, but paying attention to the Stanley Cup run, that's one of my favorite times of the year. It's by far one of my favorite times of the year. just because going to a game.
That's the difference.
Have you ever been to a – you've been to a game, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to a game first time 2 years ago, and I was like, what have I been missing?
You can't –
like, what the hell?
Speed.
I've been missing so much. Like, guys are so big and strong and fast, and it's incredible.
And that's what Bettman said. Once it gets back and you can go, like he invited Van Pelt to that game, once you go and see it and you see the speed and you're that up close and you're eye level with them, you appreciate it a little bit more when you watch it on television. So, again, the NHL back on ABC and ESPN, including four Stanley Cup final runs for ESPN. It should be a lot of fun. Congratulations. NHL and ESPN back together again. And we get to hear that great music every single night as well. All of our guests joined us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. You can download the podcast anywhere you get podcasts. We were all over the place this morning. Had a lot of great guests, including Teddy Bruschi, who gave us some great information as well about Jimmy G and the Pats. You can download it anywhere you get podcast. We want to mention, this is obviously a huge day for the NBA. March 11th, a year ago, shutting down of the league, the Gobert game. Mike Greenberg is next on many of these ESPN radio stations with the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver. He'll take you through what it was like for him to suspend the season a year ago today. Before I let you go, when everybody thinks of March 11th, they think of Gobert. It's the only guy you think of, right? Running onto the floor, touching the microphones. There was another indelible image on March 11th that had a lot of people nervous, that no one's talking about, because Gobert took all the oxygen. So who are we talking about? That's next after Jay has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubas.
He should win the MVP.
That's how to block your shot, Jay.
What are you talking about, Key? You don't want this smoke.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so one more thing before we let you go. Obviously, today is March 11, 2021. The world, sports world, stopped on its axis. It was spinning like crazy, but it stopped on a dime 1 year ago today, and then it took about 3 months before we saw any semblance of American sports. The PGA Tour came back in June, but before that, 3 months of complete, you know, worry, panic. The sports landscape was totally barren. And most people, when they think about this, if we do the old KJZ time capsule and we look back at this, or we do the time capsule from March 11th, 2020, no matter how long Rudy Gobert lives, no matter how long he plays in the NBA, he is always going to be the singular figure associated with this. The positive test that spurred the shutdown of sports started by the NBA. That was on March 11th. Everybody's talking about it. But there's one other thing that happened on that day that not as many people were talking about. And frankly, in the moment, looked even more scary. If you're watching on television, this is going to be a lot easier. But for those on radio, this is the Big Ten tournament you're looking at. This is Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg. If you're listening on the radio, I can only paint a picture. Big Ten tournament is going on. He's sitting on the bench. He's sweating profusely. He's got his hand on his eyelids, on his forehead. He looks like he's about to pass out. Now, Jay, you know this. Fred Hoiberg, former NBA player, former assistant GM of the Timberwolves.
He was my teammate with the Chicago Bulls.
Yep. Now, he had a premature retirement because he had a pacemaker installed, right? He had a heart problem. So here we go. It's March 11th, 2020. He's got a pre-existing condition. He's sitting on the bench in a packed arena looking like he's just about to doze off and just drop. And that moment to me, of course, we're not all doctors, but we know so much more about this than we ever thought we would. And he just sat there and he coached the game. And later it was found out, thankfully, a couple of days later, it was found out that it was just influenza, the seasonal flu. But it just was, it came to a head at that moment. We didn't know where we were headed, where we were going. Gobert got all the attention. They still hadn't canceled March Madness. They were playing these conference tournaments. And Hoiberg was sitting there, and it looked about as grim as it could be. I was like, you're watching on TV, and you're like, someone help this guy. But then nobody wanted to go near him because he's sitting on the bench by himself. I mean, it was just an incredible moment. So while Gobert will always have that moment and be inextricably linked with this for good or bad, and obviously for mostly it's bad, but then again, it did spur a lot of change, got a lot of awareness going on that maybe wasn't there before. Jay, the Fred Hoiberg thing, and you know him. I mean, he's a college legend like yourself at his school, Iowa State, right? I mean, he means as much as Iowa State as you do to Duke. I mean, you go into that arena, you go into Hilton Coliseum, you look up, there he is. He's there, and it was just a really scary moment that people don't talk about.
I think a lot of people had to battle with this, too, because you know, I used to joke with Seth Greenberg, because Seth was like, oh, well, we only work a certain amount of times during the day, and he would sometimes come into work with, like, sniffles or things of that sort. And but we all know, like, people will come into work, you know, if you weren't feeling well, people had to put money on the table, food on the table, right? You had to do what you had to do. And I think that whole mentality now has changed drastically. Right? If you see somebody who's a little sick, like, man, why don't you take your tail home? Go home. Like, right. You don't need to come in here and be, work from home, work remote. But I think now we're forced to have those kind of options where before that was kind of the mindset.
No, we just, you know, you talk about coach there at Nebraska and the way he looked. I think from the sports world in general, you thought, you know, well, we don't want to be in this situation. We don't want to have to deal with the what ifs as a whole. So when Adam Silver made the decision to halt the NBA and put a stop to it, and everybody else in every league started to follow suit, that was the best thing that could have happened at that time in 2020. Best thing could have happened.
That's what sports does, though, right? Like, to a degree. You know, like back in the day, you know, for people that worked, like, oh, you know, people will make fun of you, like, you're calling out work, you're sick, what's wrong, you're soft, all these different things come into that play, and you're forced, sports fight through that, right? Mm-hmm. Fight through that. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, ain't no fight through.
No,
ain't no fight.
No, but it's changed now. That's no longer the case.
No doubt about it. Last thing about Silver, he'll be on Mike Greenberg's show coming up. That follows most of these, that follows here on ESPN Radio, on most of these ESPN radio stations. So Adam Silver, that's a big get today, and Greeny has got him. Speaking of a big get from Adam Silver to Adam Schefter, he's released this piece of news. This had to be, it's always one of the stranger number one overall picks in draft history, but it is what it is. The Chiefs this morning have released former number one overall pick Eric Fisher. That, according to a source from Schefter, he's a number one overall pick in 2013. The only reason we bring this up, I don't think he really, you know, projected as a number one, didn't really live up to the hype. I know it's a non-skill position, but this is all about the protection of Mahomes that we've been talking about, the injury to Schwartz, Asemele, the loss here of Eric Fisher, so Dr. Tardif, who assume we will be back next season. But this is important because this is a peg that had protected the NFL's best player.
No, they know that they had offensive line issues. There's no question about it. They've got to retool that offensive line to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes. And so, you know, guys get cut, man. It's the league. This is what happens.
Next man up, like you said.
I can't believe you don't think LeBron James as an owner can win one championship. That's all he has to do.
Another number one.
That's all he has to do to surpass
MJ. Stop trying to get your last little seconds in for social media.
I'm just bringing it all back up.
I never said that. I never said that at all.
That's all he would need to surpass MJ.
What I said is that I want him to get a city where he can attract players, because if he's not in a city to attract the type of players, he's going to have to build his team through the draft. And I don't know that you can find another LeBron James because LeBron James identifying talent for him to win championships is different than identifying talent for an organization that he's not on playing to win a championship.
You got another minute? Go ahead.
So stop trying to change the narrative.
I'm not trying to change the narrative. I just, I would think with the bar that's been set until recently for MJ, it's not a huge bar to surpass.
It's not a huge bar, but MJ, I would say MJ's book is not complete yet. I mean, we saw some bad draft picks. There's no question about it.
But LeBron saw some bad trades too.
LeBron James is a player, man, and the greatest player probably to ever play the game, and a lot of people want to play with him. So people run to LeBron very easily. Will they do that same thing in Charlotte?
But LeBron James is like NBA 2K. Like, that's a game where I'm putting together my roster. I'm playing general manager. I did it with Cleveland to a degree. I did it when I went to Miami.
I did it with the Lakers. I don't think
players want to go to
Minnesota.
I'm just saying, he's done this his whole career. MJ was like, who ran
to Cleveland?
What?
Who ran to Cleveland in free agency?
I mean, they were able to get Kevin Love.
They traded.
That's what I'm saying.
Never mind. And Kyrie was there.
Kyrie
was already there. And Kevin Love, you act like Kevin Love was just such a, man, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
He kind of went for that team. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lying.